This is Eric from 7Train.
And this is Greg from 7Train. And you're listening to That Metal Interview Podcast.
That Metal Interview.
Welcome back to the show, That Metal Interview Podcast. Your friend James here, host for the show. And we have two special guests, a duo interview, if you will. We have Greg Rupp, the bassist for 7Train, and we have Eric Kuz, and they'll talk about their new EP, just released this year, self-titled, that is 7Train, all one word, 7Train. And here is one of the videos, lyric videos, for One More Reason off of the EP 7Train. Here is One More Reason. We'll be right back. You've made your last myth.
Now it's too late.
straightforward rock metal. If you ask me, awesome stuff. Check it out. You can stream the EP, self-titled Seven Train, S-E-V-E-N-T-R-A-I-N. And it's just an awesome EP right there. One more reason for you guys. And one more reason for you to check it out and stream it. Download it. So support the band wherever they might be. Go to their merch booth and support the shows, of course. So anyways, let's go straight to the interview with Eric and Greg of Seven Train. Enjoy. Where are you guys at? What part of the world and the universe?
We are in San Diego, kind of, spread from all parts of San Diego and even up one guy up towards Orange County. Or is that considered Orange County up there? I don't know. North of San Diego. But he's close enough that he drives down.
All you guys are in California?
Yes.
Give me a little bit of history for people that don't know Seven Train. I know your albums and EP upcoming and all that. For the people listening that don't know who you guys are, what year were you guys formed and all that?
Well, this band has a really interesting history because Eric Horton, as a guitar player, he has had this name for, 12 years, and he's had different versions of the band. And this form of the band really started years back when we were doing a tribute show to a friend of ours who had died, and he was kind of a really popular guy in San Diego, and we put together a band, and it worked out pretty good, and we all decided, hey, let's get together and write some tunes and call it a band. And he said, well, we couldn't think of a name. He's all, well, you want to just use the Seven Train name I've been using forever? So we used the name of a band he had already had for a long time in the past.
Yeah, okay.
And then, and that was with a different singer named John Campos. And then after that first record, I recorded it with him myself. And there's been a few member changes, but core guys have been pretty much Eric.
Yeah,
Eric Horton is the core guy. I played on the first album, and then I kind of took off because I was working on a project of my own and just too many conflicts. I was in like five bands.
Is that the 2014 album you're talking about?
Yes. What was it called?
I wasn't on that one.
To be honest, I apologize. I can't remember. I thought it was just self-titled, but it's not self-titled, is it?
No, it's not self-titled. I don't have my notes here, but yeah.
I thought it was. I don't know.
Back on Track is the one you guys did. Right. Yeah, the Back on Track was the second one. I'm sorry, I actually can't remember what the first one was called.
That's fine. It happens.
So I played on that, and then I didn't play on the second one, and they also replaced the singer, and Eric Koontz here came in. And did the second one, and I didn't. So we're finally meeting up, on this album, where although we've all known each other in San Diego, by the way.
So the second one, you mean Back on Track, or is there another one?
Back on Track.
Back on track, right? 19.
That's yeah. They got Eric Koontz in the band for vocals, and then I wasn't in the band anymore. They put together that one with a different bass player, and also replaced one of the guitar players.
Okay. Maybe Eric can answer this question. All due respect, Greg, you said you weren't part of that record. So who wrote the lyrics and riffs, arrangements for Back on Track?
Oh, they pretty much had the music written, and they gave it to me, and I wrote the lyrics, yeah. I'm trying to think if there was any of the songs that I didn't write. Actually, the drummer wrote the lyrics for...
A couple of songs or one song?
What song was it? He's trying to remember the names. That's
the double bass one, yeah.
That's a musician right there. You identify the songs by the double bass and this riff and that riff.
Yeah, that's us. Well, that's one cool. of the really smart musicians.
It's the one I didn't write. That's why I can't remember it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Running Scared was...
Running Scared.
Yeah, Running Scared. The drummer pretty much wrote that one, but he wrote the main part of it, but I kind of changed it around to make it my own,
Yeah, of course, you got to put your little twist in there.
Running Scared, and then I wrote the rest of them.
How many tracks on there on Back on Track?
I believe that was 10 tracks. 10?
I think so.
Yeah.
So
I've got a copy of that. As far as the writing credits, I'm pretty sure that Eric Horton and Jeff Peremba, the two guitar players, pretty much equally wrote most of that album musically.
Yeah.
That's some good music. I heard it's on YouTube. It's good stuff.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean,
great guitar players, and we were fortunate enough to replace him with another great guitar player. Who,
Dave Odegaard is really good.
Yeah, he's a GIT guy, real technically great. guitar player, comes up with good stuff, and he's just one of those guys that has a special talent for guitar.
Yeah, I mean, as a rock metal fan myself, even if I didn't have this interview, I mean, it sounds badass. I mean, I heard those riffs and the songs, you know, the arrangements, the voice, the whole thing as a group sounds good. It sounds pro. And you guys are going places. It sounds good. With the proper promo, you guys can do a lot, you know.
Yeah, we're trying to do a little more promo this time, leading up to a full-length album. You know, so the EP was kind of more of, just like you're saying, a promo to release one song at a time off of this EP to just kind of build up things like this, interviews and any kind of airplay that we can get and all that stuff.
So I saw the lyric videos for One More Reason and So Far. Very cool. Who made those lyric videos?
We've used a couple different guys that we've just found online. Those were just kind of simple placeholders for, you know, real budget videos.
Did Dave do the last two?
Yeah, he did a couple from Back on Track, the second album.
Oh, that's right.
I've done some videos, and the Dave were kind of maybe a little bit more of the computer techie guys. But we just hired a couple guys that do it like that and give them ideas, and then they just went with it. We're just trying to get something visually that looks decent just to get the songs out there.
So how would you guys categorize your band, 7Train? What genre do you think you guys fall under? Is it hard rock, heavy metal?
Yes.
yes and yes.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much that's kind of it. You know, we've got so many different influences that all just come together, but it's you know, when you say heavy metal these days, when I grew up, heavy metal was different. You know, it's, you know.
Yeah, you would think
Iron Maiden,
Priest and Metallica.
But now you say heavy metal and nobody sings anymore. So
yeah,
you know, it's, and we're still really into, you know, good vocals and melodic stuff.
Yeah,
you know, Coons here is real capable of getting aggressive. You know, you can pull out Pantera and stuff like that and get really aggressive, but he can sing. So that was. We're doing more of the melodic thing in this band, kind of with a heavier edge.
That's a cool description.
Yeah, our goal isn't to just come out and do the heaviest thing possible anymore. We're a little bit older now and slow down a little, kind of understand and enjoy like melodies, you know.
Yeah,
songs.
You know, we've grown up on things like, you know, Iron Maiden, up through Alice in Chains, and then Pantera, you know, things. So it's kind of it's kind of a blend of stuff that we've all been influenced by. And I sing too.
Okay.
And I'm a big fan of really good vocalists. So we wanted to do something that had really good vocals. And we're both, Eric and I, because I'm doing a lot of the backing vocals, we're really pushing ourselves to be at that level of like an Alice in Chains, where there's good harmonies and good melodies and the whole thing.
Yeah, very cool. That was one of my questions. What are your influences? What bands? What do you guys listen to? What's on your playlist? You know, who are your heroes?
Oh, wow. Well, as far as vocals, you know, it's all the guys, everybody who paved the way, you know, Bruce Dickinson, of course, and Rob Halford, all those. And then, you know, I like other stuff too, like you know, when it's heavy, Phil Anselmo.
Oh, yeah.
I started singing, it was really screamy stuff, you know. I learned to sing more. I learned how to scream before I learned how to sing, so that kind of worked out.
Yeah.
So I really liked the heavier stuff when I was younger. And then I really appreciate vocals now, especially, you know, even the grunge stuff with like Layne Staley's one of my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Chris Cornell, Layne Staley, you know, those guys are just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Eric here, he sings for a Alice in Chains tribute, and he pulls it off really well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of the band?
Oh, that's, we're calling it Alice Insane.
Alice Insane. Okay, cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty popular here in San Diego. They play a lot of big shows. Really good band.
So do you guys cover just the Staley era, or do you guys cover like the newer stuff too?
Well, we learned some of the newer stuff, and I think it's great, you know. But we played it out, and people just either they act like they don't know what it is, so we kind of scaled back on that a little bit.
Yeah, tribute stuff, you kind of got to do that. You got to do the stuff people are going out to be nostalgic and remember, you know, 10, 20, even 30 years ago, you know. So doing something that's up to date doesn't always work as well, unfortunately. Even though those albums are great and that singer is really good.
Oh yeah, William. Yep. Why the name 7Train? I know you told me the other Eric had it before. Do you know the reason behind the name?
I think the short answer is we couldn't think of anything better. No, I mean, it's not that. It's just a cool sounding name. It's really that there's not like some hidden significance to it.
Yeah, I don't think he even knows the answer to that. He wasn't even an original member, and he didn't come up with the name either. So
yeah,
it's kind of funny when he doesn't even know.
The name of this band is kind of a funny story because it has been passed down through a lot of versions and even completely different bands.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. So have you guys, I'm in Texas. Have you guys been down here or no? Not yet?
Texas? No, I haven't.
No.
We've got some friends out there that play in local bands and stuff, so we'd love to get out there.
Yeah, it sounds like a great scene down there from what I hear.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge music scene down here. Different places. Austin, San Antonio. Well, you guys know what you hear is what it is. You know, it's just, yep. It's supposed to be badass.
Yeah, I've got like three friends in Austin, or in the area of Austin.
Yeah, maybe, hopefully we can make it happen this year, but...
Eric, I heard you were part of Cage. Is that correct?
Oh, well, the other Eric is.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, okay. That's the other Eric. I got the wrong Eric.
Yeah.
Any side projects that you guys have besides Seven Train?
A lot.
Well, we have the cover thing that we do called Headbangers Brawl. Okay. Like, when we're not doing originals, it's actually, we've been using it as a tool to get our originals out there because a lot of people go see cover bands, probably more than original bands out here. And, we're getting an all right following with Headbangers Brawl, and then we threw in three of our own songs.
Yeah, we do, like, if we play a couple sets, we'll squeak in about three songs a set, so we give them a good taste, and they're going over real well, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's the exact same band. It's all the same members. We just say we did it for fun, and yeah. And it's actually going really well, so we're gonna start, because we haven't played any shows since recording this album and EP that we're working on, but we're going to be doing some coming up this summer as the original band for Seven Train.
That's
and
cool.
Each of us are also in a number of different side projects. I'm currently in about five bands.
Yeah.
You know, he does the Alice in Chains tribute, and I play bass in a Guns N' Roses tribute, you know, with the full wig and everything. And I'm in two other cover bands. So we're like really kind of busy local musicians here in San Diego, kind of know everybody in the scene.
Nice. So give us your best gig and your worst gig so far, each one.
As far as Seven Train or just
overall your whole career?
Oh wow, yeah, we've both been playing for a long time. not together, but best gig, there's been some good ones. Had national act openers that we've done that have been really good, like Black Label Society, or we opened for Jeff Tate.
Nice.
There's a lot of different ones. I don't know, Greg, yeah, can I tell you the same thing?
Same thing. We've been in bands here. I've been in bands here longer because he hasn't. I'm a native San Diegan, so I've played a lot of shows opening for, you know, big acts, Ingrid Malmsteen and other just probably about a dozen, you know, ones that are in the big clubs or, you know, 1,000, 1,500 seater kind of things. I've nice. Opened up for a lot of those shows.
Yeah.
Probably the best stuff I've done is headlining House of Blues, and okay. Ironically, it's just a cover band that I was in that was pretty popular, and we would headline Saturday nights at House of Blues. And we did a few of those, and Eric played in another band with us there. So
yeah, the House of Blues shows really go off down here. People like to get out there, and I was actually doing the Alice Insane that night, and he was in the 619 was the
band name was 619. It's kind of a popular, just a cover band here for 20 years.
We could put together shows around here doing stuff, you know, not even with a national big act, and have the House of Blues full, so you know, those go off.
Oh yeah. Nice. Yeah. Wow. How about the worst gig?
Oh man. there's some pretty bad gigs over the years, you know, showing up to a little place where there's not even room for gear, and then there's like 10 people, you know, those have all happened to all of us.
Yeah, or it just seems like the wrong demographic. where nobody's even watching you.
I played a place called the Pelican Pub, and it was kind of a cool scene sometimes, because it was the rock radio station back in the 90s would have a night there. And I was in a band we played. There was, like, nobody there. It was funny.
It happens, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you end up playing to the bartender and a couple other people. It's why even play, you know?
Yeah.
Pay your dues. That's called paying your dues.
Yeah.
Dude, I play in a local band here in Texas also, so I know what that feels like. Playing in front of two people and giving you the back, and then they leave.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a typical story. Yeah, I guess it happens to everybody, I guess.
Yep.
Give us a quick rundown of your equipment, each one.
Oh, equipment. We are, other than Eric here, because he's, you know, he's got a couple microphones. And
yeah, I just have a couple different mics. But
The band is kind of one of those gear nerd bands where, you know, the guitar players have another high-end amp every month, you know, that they're crying out, oh, I've got an Engel, I've got a Friedman, here's my Axe FX, here's my Kemper, you know, so we're all, and of course, Eric Horton, he's kind of an old school Les Paul Marshall guy, but he's, you know, currently playing through an Engel Steve Morse model, and I'm the same way on bass, where I build my own basses.
Okay.
It's a company called GR Basses, and I've got about eight different kinds of amps, Bergantino, nice. Mesa Boogie, you know, stuff like that.
And yeah.
A few different cabinets. I've always got light gear I can take to a small club and big gear. So
you're prepared, yeah. What's your go-to rig? What's your favorite one?
My go-to rig right now, I've got these lightweight cabinets that are amazing, and I stack three of them, or they're 312s. It's called Bareface. They're made in England. They're kind of expensive, but they're really good. And then I don't know, a Bergantino called a Bergantino B amp. That's probably the best one I own.
So when can people expect this new EP? It's not out yet, right? I couldn't find it.
You know, we did the old school. Let's press some CDs just for fun, and it's available everywhere right now. For any downloading and streaming.
Okay. There you go. For people listening, how can people find you guys online or social media? 7Train?
Yeah, well, Facebook. It's just 7Train on Facebook, right? Or is it 7Train Band, or is it 7Train?
Good question.
Sorry, I'm not prepared for that. I can text you later just to put that in.
Yeah, I'll put the links under the
Yeah, and I know we have a Twitter. I don't use Twitter personally, but Dave takes care of a Twitter page. So there's a Twitter and Facebook.
Actually, our 7Train.
And we have a 7Train website too, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we have a 7Train website.
That's the .net one, right?
And I tell you what I'll do is I'll text you after this to make sure they're all correct. I'm not going to say something and be incorrect right now.
Incorrect, yeah. So what's next for yourselves? When's the next gig? Whether it be 7Train or...
We were just talking about that. We had one fall through, and we were just on the phone. We're gonna be getting a bunch of shows coming up. Nothing in particular, though, right now. We just played a show, and we had one that got canceled that was coming up. So we're gonna put a real effort into playing a bunch of shows here in San Diego and maybe in local nearby areas, late summer through the rest of the year. And meanwhile, we're really going to get back to recording, because we recorded about half of an album.
Okay.
And Eric's actually at my house right now. I've got a home studio here with a vocal booth and stuff. We're getting started because we kind of took a break after we finished that EP.
Okay.
And we're getting started right now on recording the rest of the album. Most of the music is finished. It was just getting all the vocals. Just like he mentioned, you know, with the second album. This music was all recorded, or all written, sorry, before he came back in the band, because with COVID and stuff, it just kind of, everybody was on hiatus, and we got together just to have something to do during COVID, and put together an album's worth of material in a short period of time, because we had so much time.
Yeah.
And then Eric came back in, and...
Yeah, I heard the music, and at first I wasn't sure I even, you know, wanted to do it again, but it sounded really good, you know, it was easy to write to, so I wrote, how many songs do we have? 10, right?
10
or 11? I wrote lyrics for all of it, like, within a month. Like,
really?
I had it all written, so we just have to record it now.
Wow, that's a lot of material. Very cool.
Yeah, they just started coming out, you know?
Yeah, it was the same musically. It was, this was, kind of a process where we kind of all wrote together in a room. Most of the time in other bands, I tend to write complete songs, and I'll even, you know, add some drum machine and get the whole thing and then present it to a band. And I did that on a couple songs, that one One More Reason was one of the few that was brought in as a complete song, because I play guitar too. But yeah, majority of the songs, somebody would just come in with a riff or a couple ideas, and together we'd turn it into a song. And it happened really fast, and we were really inspired and excited about it.
I think with Greg also doing vocals, he has a really good idea on how to arrange, okay, you know, for the vocals, instead of just, you know, throwing a bunch of riffs together. He's kind of got a vision of how it's going to go.
Okay.
We get along really good as far as writing too. That's why it's been working really well. Like, because we'll work through the parts vocally to get the right harmonies and stuff for the vocals, and we can do it live too. It's not just tracks, you know. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow, very cool. Can't wait to hear that. So would you guys like to send a message to your friends and fans listening to this podcast?
Well, continue. We want more of you.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. We're really excited about this album, and we kind of did this one really what we wanted to do, not trying to please anybody in particular, and we think it came out really good, so we hope everybody out there likes it.
Eric?
The support's been really good so far out here at the shows. We appreciate that, and like you said, tell your friends, tell your mom, tell everybody.
Spread the word, right?
We're trying to do music that we like, so hopefully you like it too. I'm sure you do, because we all have the same influences, basically.
Yeah. For those people that don't know Seven Train, you guys have to check it out. Awesome stuff, awesome riffs, awesome arrangements, vocals, the whole nine yards, for sure. So the guys that know you guys, they already know what's going on, and you guys are going places for sure, as far as I'm concerned.
Appreciate it.
So thank you guys for chatting for a little bit. Appreciate that. And hopefully we'll see you guys in Texas soon.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Very talented couple of guys from San Diego, California. And as they speak of other side projects that they have, such as Alice Insane, which is a tribute to Alice in Chains, obviously. Check these guys out. Check out their side projects. And of course, this interview is about Seven Train, in which they have a brand new EP, self-titled Seven Train. So check it out. As far as our podcast, don't forget to download, stream, subscribe, ring the bell, blah, blah, blah. And don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.